Okay. I'm trying to connect the diversity of connectors that I can create.
Okay, if you switch back to a different antenna, that transmission was not as good. So, yeah, it's just sometimes, especially if you're using a handy talkie and HT in the house, especially if you're using it with the rubber antenna that comes with them, you're going to get different signal strengths and different quality of signal in different parts of the house. There's only certain parts of the house that I can get a signal out with my handy talkies. Usually if I stand in the back of the house near one of the windows and kind of pointing in the east direction toward where majority of the receive sites are located, I get into the repeater better with my handy talkies and just the rubber antenna.
Okay. Now I put the linear amplifier here. Is it better?
Yeah, that's a good signal there.
Okay. I have some reflected power, but I'm not sure if it's the reading is 1.5. But anyway, it's working anyway. I'm with only 20 watts. Here, so and the antenna is over the fridge. So, but it's working. My wife is teaching the class in the other class in the other room, and I hope that she's not going to the air. Go ahead, Roy.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'm just headed home here. I got some work to do around the house. That we are still working on some, Rick and I are working on some radio equipment things to test, and then we'll have our maybe some of it, the show or whatever, at the next club meeting. But that's coming up in just about a month here, and I have to get my reports done too for the club, the newsletters and that yet.
Okay, you're a person of multiple, how is the expression in English? Well, there is in Spanish, it's facetas, that is different things that you do. Okay, you wear a lot of hats. There it is, the translation. After 25 years being here, but some words are still addicted. Equivalent of some words that is difficult to remember. Okay, Ron, I will thank you for the QSO and hope to see you soon, and I give you so you can continue to your home.
KBAC, repeater Saginaw.
Here in, with my license. US. The other license I had it for like, I don't know, 30 years or something like this, but this was in Argentina a long time ago. And later when I came to study, 1999 was really, all the money went to the university, so my equipment, I had to sell them. Well, hope to see you again, and thank you for your show.
All right, you have a good afternoon, and I'm just navigating the rest of my drive home here through traffic, and I'm getting closer to home. But yeah, for me, I generally in the mobile rigs and the radios in the cars, I only run 5 watts. At home, I only run 5 watts unless I need to hit a more distant repeater. But all of the Saginaw repeaters, typically if you're using either a mobile radio or mobile at home, only take 5 watts to get in. The handy talkies, 5 watts will generally do it, not always inside of dwelling or inside a building, but outside most of the time 5 watts will get you into the main repeaters into the county as well. So it's kind of how we designed the system so that even somebody with just a handy talkie can still make contacts through the repeater. So 73, have a good day, and we'll talk to you again. KC8YVF.
Okay, Aaron, this is Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Yellow Victor. Thank you very much, and have a good day. Bye-bye.